another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper.
Of Minnesota was an Indian territory in 1849. 2 years later, however, under promise of protection, the Indians were induced to sign a treaty by which they gave the government 30 million acres of field and forest. Immediately, white people began moving in, clearing land and building homes against the wishes of the natives. One night a year later, new settlers, trappers, and a few Indians, including Little Crow, the renowned high chief of that nation, had attended the Log Made Church, where they went to hear Reverend Bob Williams. And now, as the service concludes, we see the members of the church filing out the front door, and we hear the old organ.
I think the chief is about to get religion.
Religion, heck! That darn Indian is up to some mischief.
Well, he certainly gave Mr. Myrick an awful look.
Well, it does seem kind of strange. Little Crow has been at peace with everybody around here, but he don't look the same today.
I have a feeling old Myrick, that sharp trader, made Little Crow mad about something.
Well, what if he did? The darn Indians ought to be run out of this here country.
But remember, Mr. Horn, the government offered to furnish the Indians food and clothing when they deeded this country to white people.
Well, I'll bet old Mark didn't give that red devil any food.
Oh, look, Little Crow is shaking hands with the preacher.
He was kind of strange, folks. Little Crow was attired in a black frock coat, white collar, and dark cravat. His deep, dark eyes and long, black braids were like ebony as he went forward, shook hands, complimented the minister, then turned and strode out. Mounting his horse, he rode away. But the next day, we find the Indian chief entering Myrick's trading post near the Indian agency.
Come in.
I am Little Crow, chief of my tribe.
How are you, Chief Little Crow?
No good.
Well, what do you want this time?
My people hungry.
Well, what about it?
No, a winter soon come. My people cold, hungry.
We have no clothing for the Indians, and what groceries we have, we'll use them for our soldiers.
But the Mendota Treaty say my people get meat, a bed, blanket.
How do you know what the treaty said? It is 10 years old.
Indian never forget. My people are hungry.
Yes, and our soldiers down south feel the same way.
But pale face, fight pale face. Indian no make civil war.
It's not your fight. And what's more, How did you live before soldiers came out here to protect your people?
Protect my people? White man make treaties. Indian keep them.
Well, why don't they go out and find a buffalo?
Paleface kill all buffalo and laugh. My people hungry.
Well, if the red devils are hungry, let them eat grass. You understand? Grass. Grass is good enough for any Indian. Now get out of here and stay out.
Eat the grass? You make my people eat grass?
Oh, Mr. Merrick, how can you be so cruel?
I've got no use for these lazy red devil Indians.
But they're hungry, and they have a heart and soul, Mr. Merrick.
Nobody asked you to tell me how to run this store. If you are such an Indian lover, go feed the red devils yourself. They don't get a dried bean from me.
Oh, you're terrible. I'm afraid you're going to make trouble for the settlers.
Well, you know, folks, that same night, in Myrick's trading post, four white farmers and their families sat at a birthday supper table, enjoying a turkey feast. And, of course, they didn't think much about what might happen or what would happen.
My friends, it was a night of fire-eating arrows and flashing tomahawks. Myrick was tortured, dropped in his store, his mouth stuffed with dead grass, 41 arrows in his body. Government warehouses were gutted. Over 200 white settlers near Big Stone Lake, 100 in Brown County, and over 700 army men were dead. Then Colonel Sibley took command. But as 1,000 soldiers emerged from Fort Ridgely, Chief Little Crow, astride a big white pony and bedecked in fluttering feathers and buckskin, rode right up to the front gate of the fort. .100 shots did not cut that Indian down, and Little Crow carried out a plan that left a horrible scene of crippled, dead, and dying. On every Indian tongue was, "Let them eat grass." Every government man in Minnesota was drawn into the conflict. 300 Indians were caught, tried, and condemned to death. But President Lincoln commuted the death sentence for many. Then on December the 28th at Mankato, Minnesota, 39 Indians tied with chain and cord, a white skull cap on each man's head, braving the trigger of death, chanted and joked with each other. One half-breed, who had been given a cigar, puffed. He laughed. Then he said, "We were cheated, robbed, hungry. Go ahead, cut the rope. We're ready to meet our God."
My friends, Major Brown did cut the rope. Two women fainted. The scaffold fell. And on that one huge platform, surrounded by a curious, gaping crowd, 39 Indians went down at the same moment. But Little Crow was still at large. A year later, however, a tottering young boy was found and brought to the army fort, where in the presence of a lieutenant, the captain, and his daughter, we find a new scene.
An Indian boy, Captain.
Where did you find him?
Out in the woods, sir.
Does he speak English?
But he is dying, Captain.
Then take him away.
Oh, you poor little child.
Wait. I think he wants to say something.
Yes, sir.
Long time. Little Crow, talk about a queer face. One day he's really no one, no home, cold, no food. We go. Long time we go. We pick berries, we sing, we play. But a white man who teach little Tapu to speak English, him shoot little Crow in back. Little Crow fall. Water, water. Water. Him hold his throat. Then little Tapu see one. Him look back. Little Crow say, let Indian eat grass. Eat grass. Someday, pale face will pay. Then, Little Crow, my chief, my father, him fall back, him gone, him dead.
And you, my little Papoose, are going home with me to be happy, to be happy, to see a new world. And once each year, we'll come back to plant flowers on the grave of Little Crow.
And so, my friends, ends the true story of the Minnesota Massacre. Ensuing episodes will embrace stories of ancient village race, stories of ancient villages steeped in mystery. Campfire trails, signal finds, war and peace. Stories which help to teach the value of kindness, courage, forethought, and life in the great outdoors. So tell your friends to tune in to our kindness, courage, forethought, and life in the great outdoors. So tell your friends to tune in to our historic So tell your friends to tune in. Stories which help to teach the value of kindness, courage, forethought, and life in the great outdoors. So tell your friends to tune in to our historic Indian trails.
Thank you.